public pensions for teachers or other public employees are getting caught up in politics. More and more, investors have started to consider social and environmental issues like risks from climate change. But there's been pushback. 16 states have already passed laws to limit this kind of investing, and there have been over 150 bills introduced on this issue in 37 states. The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant has been looking at a bill in Ohio that would prevent its pension boards from considering what are known as ESG investments. So, Julie, what is ESG?
Well, it stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance. Over time, more investors have been considering these factors in identifying risks and also growth opportunities. According to the consulting firm McKinsey & Company, more than 90% of S&P 500 companies publish ESG reports.
Can you tell us a bit more about what each of these letters means?
Okay, but I'm going to mix up the letters a little and start with the S, the social aspect of an organization. That includes things like fair wages, labor standards, diversity, basically how it treats people. Now, the G, the governance, that's about its leadership. And then the E, which we're most focused on at the Allegheny Front, environmental factors. This might include a company's use of natural resources, how it disposes of waste, its greenhouse gas emissions, and how ready it is to deal with the risks of climate change, things like flooding, heat waves, fires.
So how has the ESG framework been used?
I spoke with Witold Heinisch. He's a management professor at the Wharton School at the University of Pennsylvania. He's also faculty director of the ESG initiative there. And he says there are many reasons investors might care about these issues. And he gives some examples.
Sea levels are rising. Some factories, some real estate is going to be underwater. Are we taking that into account when we're thinking about the 20 or 30 year valuation of an asset?
He also mentioned the value of an oil or gas field.
If we shift away from using fossil fuels to using solar and using hydro or using wind, what's the value of a deep water oil field in 2050 or 2060? Maybe it's zero. And are we incorporating that in the value of ExxonMobil today?
He says, if we're not doing that, then we're not accurately valuing those assets. And the ESG framework is a way of correcting that.
So what has been the reaction by states to this type of investment strategy?
Well, some states like Illinois and Maryland have laws or policies requiring state pension boards or local governments to consider ESG factors in their investment strategies. Maine went even further, requiring the public pension board to divest from fossil fuel interests. But many more states, especially Republican-led states, are heading in the opposite direction.
Tell me more about that.
Well, there's model anti-ESG legislation. It was created by ALEC, that's the American Legislative Exchange Council, which is made up of conservative legislators, and it's mostly funded by large corporations and others like the Koch brothers, who are well-known climate change deniers.
The aim of this model policy is to strengthen fiduciary rules, to protect pensioners from politically driven investment strategies.
So this is Lee Schock. He's vice president of policy at ALEC.
So the purpose of this model policy and really the aim is just to ensure that those who are managing the state pension funds are only doing so in the best interest of taxpayers and pensioners. Because I think that for a lot of public sector employees who are promised a pension, they may not understand that their retirement dollars are being used in this way. And if they did understand that, they probably wouldn't be a huge fan of it.
And many states are following this line of thinking. The state treasurer in Utah called ESG investing, quote, Satan's plan. That state's new anti-ESG law makes any company that discriminates against the gun industry ineligible for state and municipal contracts. Now, in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, who is now running for the Republican presidential nomination, calls ESG investing woke capitalism. And he signed a sweeping anti-ESG bill into law in early May. It says Florida state-controlled pensions can no longer invest their money based on ESG.
What about Texas, where anti-ESG legislation passed nearly 2 years ago? What's happening there?
Well, in 2021, Texas banned not only state entities, but also its municipalities from doing business with banks that have ESG policies against fossil fuels and also firearms. Wharton's Witold Heinisch says that meant a huge shift in the financial markets in Texas.
What that meant is you couldn't use the biggest, most sophisticated financial institutions to issue your bond because they all take ESG factors into account.
And five of the largest underwriters exited the market in Texas. That includes JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, Bank of America, and Fidelity. Heinisch says local governments have had to work with smaller banks, and that's meant higher fees. According to a study by the Wharton School, in the first 6 months, it cost people in Texas somewhere between $300 million and $540 million, and those costs continue to rise.
An anti-ESG bill was introduced in Pennsylvania last year, but it didn't go anywhere. But in Ohio, a bill is currently working its way through the legislature. What can you tell me about that?
Well, that bill was passed by the Ohio Senate. It's currently in a House committee, and it prohibits the state pension boards, like the Ohio Public Employees Retirement System, which I should disclose is where I have some retirement savings, and other pensions that represent school employees, police, and firefighters from considering anything except financial matters in investment decisions. So it doesn't go as far as Texas or Florida, but it does limit thinking about sustainability in investment practices. And just to note, the pension boards are saying that they already do prioritize finances.
Who is against this kind of anti-ESG legislation?
Well, some unions in Ohio testified against the bill. They represent teachers, hospital workers, and other public employees. According to the AFL-CIO in Ohio, consideration of ESG factors has become a mainstream practice, and this legislation could negatively impact Ohio pension funds and their ability to maximize their investment returns while incurring the lowest possible fees.
Well, what's being done at the federal level?
Okay, well, in January, a new Department of Labor rule made it easier for workplace retirement plans like 401ks to consider ESG factors. Republicans on Capitol Hill tried to overturn that, but in March, President Biden issued the first veto of his presidency, preserving the Department of Labor rule. Republicans say this uses American pensions to support a progressive political agenda, but the president says the opposite. That if pension boards don't consider climate change and other risks, it jeopardizes retirement savings of people across the country.
Okay. Thanks, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
There's more from the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.